The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And anyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, just for a moment, a little bit about St. Francis of Xavier, whose feast we celebrate today. He was born in Spain, in the Basque region of Spain, in the year 1506. And later on in life, he met St. Ignatius of Loyola, and through meeting him, he became a Jesuit and was ordained in 1541, and was sent to India by his superior, and ended up in Goa, which is a very Catholic part of India, and from where we get many priests nowadays. Then later on in his life, he went to Japan to spread the good news of the Lord there, and spent not very long there, and then went on from Japan to China. But having arrived in China, shortly after he arrived there, he contracted a fever, and he died from the fever and from exhaustion in 1552 at the age of 46. So in his short life, he did achieve a lot, and he fits in very well to the gospel this morning, because the gospel is about doing rather than just believing or saying. The way we put it nowadays is not sufficient to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. So how does that apply to us here today? Well, many of us, we say we believe in God and we followed the Lord, but do we really? For most people, God plays very little part in their lives. So it's easy to say, "Lord, Lord," as the gospel says, but it's another thing to do the will of God. Is there a kind of, a test we can see if we fall into that category of, doing the talk, but not necessarily doing the walk? And I think we got to look at the number of times that we say, and sometimes very, very flippantly, "Oh, I will do this for you," or "I will do that. I will call you back later on this morning or today. I will do that for you tomorrow," but we never do it. And I'm sure you have done that many times. We all have. So that's a good way of checking ourselves. If you say you will do something, do it. It's not just enough to say it. So it comes down, doesn't it, to meaning what we say, not just using words flippantly, which is very easy to do. So a suggestion for you, do something today that you would prefer not to do. It's a good way of training ourselves. It's a good discipline in our lives. There's lots of things, can't be bothered doing that. Well, today, do something you've been putting off for a long time or that you don't really want to do. It's going to cost you an effort. So in other words, walk the walk.